Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus tells a parable about a rich person who loves to store up for themselves. And the parable ends with Jesus saying, "But God said to the man," that's the man who stored up for himself, "You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you," which is, he dies that night. It says, "This night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?" You know, in one sense it's prudent, but in another sense there's kind of a danger in obsessive saving and storing. And I think that's the point of the parable of the rich fool, as it's entitled. Those who spend a lifetime in efforts of accumulation find that when they die, they've lost both their treasure and very possibly their soul. You know, true wealth in life has something to do with a depth of relationship with God and a depth of a relationship with others. Those relationships are most richly textured when we take what God gives us and share it with others instead of hoarding it for ourselves. That's just a principle of life, that it's better to give than to receive or to store up. Let's pray together. Lord, you know we're savers. We store up for ourselves. We have rainy day funds. We believe that prudent financial planning is our way to salvation. We take out expensive life insurance policies as a way to protect us from every eventuality that might befall us. But Lord God, you call us to a different way of living, a way of life that is generous and daring and careful of others. We absolutely resist your way, Lord. So we ask that you would convert us. We need to be living instead of dying inside. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.